Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to episode 57. This episode is my first bonus episode that I've ever created on the Look on the Bright Side podcast. And it was so important for me to get this information to you as quickly as possible because some of the information here is time sensitive, meaning some of the things that I'm discussing in today's episode, you have to jump into sooner than later. So I could not wait to add this episode to the end of my podcast schedule. I had to get it to you right now. So if you're interested in finding out what is so darn important that Janelle had to throw up a bonus episode today, keep listening. Today's episode of Look on the Bright Side podcast is brought to you by Black Realtors. Home ownership is the key to generational wealth, but buying or selling a home is a big decision, and there are a number of questions you may have about the process, like how do I get started? What is a pre-approval? Are there first-time home buyer programs in my area? You need a real estate agent on your side who you can trust to look out for your best interests. Let Black Realtors help you. They're a network of some of the best Black Realtors in the country, and they have a team of people that will be on your side to help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They can help you find a lender, find a home, and help you close on that home. Visit blackrealtors.com and let them help you find the home of your dreams. I'm Janelle B. Stewart, and I love to laugh, dance, and travel. But what I do best is talk. I'm here using my gift to inspire and empower you to live a life filled with positivity and abundance. Welcome to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. In today's episode, I want to address a question that I've been asked a lot by my fellow peers who are on YouTube and influencers, as well as some of my coaching clients, about why did I quit my successful YouTube channel with over 147,000 subscribers and over 18 million views to start selling courses? This is a very valid question for people who were subscribed to my YouTube channel and knew everything that I was doing and also was able to witness my success and growth in the YouTube space. They were also able to see me elevate as a natural hair beauty blogger. And it begs the question, if you were so successful, why did you leave making YouTube videos to begin selling courses? Like, that looks like you were doing a really good job. And I was doing a really good job. I was doing an amazing job. My YouTube channel was very successful. And my YouTube channel did not grow overnight. I started the channel in 2010. And it wasn't until maybe 2018 that I made the decision to stop making the videos on the YouTube channel. And the short answer is I just got tired of making that kind of content. I didn't want to make YouTube videos around that stuff anymore. And when I say that stuff, what I mean is I did not want to make another hair tutorial. I didn't. My life had changed. I grew up. I started making videos when I was 25. I was not married. I had no kids. And 8 years down the road, I was living a totally different life, right? I did have children at that point too. I was married. I was a homeowner, and I was really excited about the different parts of my life and what they were turning into. And I was not as excited anymore about styling my hair and not only just styling my hair. Personally, I wasn't interested in styling my hair, but I also was not interested in recording it to put it on a YouTube channel for other people to learn from. That's not something that excited me anymore. I did not look forward to styling my hair. I did not look forward to recording videos about my hair. I just wasn't interested. So That is why I stopped making YouTube videos. Now, that doesn't really answer the question, though, about why did I start selling online courses, right? That doesn't really answer that question. When I decided that I didn't want to make YouTube videos anymore, I knew that I was going to be chopping off a huge income stream. Like, I'm not stupid, right? If you're not making YouTube videos, then the sponsorship, brand partnerships, those are going to stop, right? Those are going to stop. And if I am not making YouTube videos anymore, then the Google AdSense revenue would stop because there wouldn't be an influx of views on my videos anymore, which is how you get paid by Google AdSense, how you get paid by YouTube. So all of those things would stop. And I was an entrepreneur. This is how I was taking care of myself, my family. I could not just not bring in any revenue. So I had spent about a year trying to figure out what would I do next. And I knew that I needed to pivot, right? I knew that I wasn't going to just quit and go back into the working force. I wasn't going to put my family through that. And me just having been an entrepreneur for so many years, I wasn't excited about having to go work for someone else. Although I am very qualified and I'm sure I could do an amazing job, that isn't something that I wanted to do. It was not exciting to me. If I had to do it, I would have, but I wasn't at the point where I had to do it because me deciding not to make YouTube videos was a personal decision. I could have just kept doing it and hated it. I would probably have done that before going to work for someone else. Well, what ended up happening that made the decision for me to make courses is I attended an event called Afrotech in San Francisco. At this event, I met a woman named Danielle Leslie who was hosting a workshop. And she sold courses and she talked about how she made millions and millions from like one course. Or I think at that time she had only made a million, but present day she's made like 8 million plus every year or something like that. And I had never heard of Danielle Leslie, and I knew people made courses, but I didn't really think about doing them seriously for myself. I didn't think that that's something that I would do. But hearing Danielle Leslie talk about how much money she made from courses was inspirational. I think anytime you hear someone doing something and making millions from it, you're going to be inspired, right? Whether or not you're inspired to do it, that's neither here nor there. However, I knew that I had a gift of education, and I knew that people looked to me for that. So my gift of education, my degree in education, I have a master's in education, and my love of helping and teaching people, which is what I did with my YouTube channel, all of those things worked in my favor to make being a course creator a good job, making it a good job. And those were things that made me think, you know what, you could do this. You could absolutely do this. You're really, really good at this stuff. You could do this very easily. And you have a really big audience of people that would probably be interested in learning from you. Whatever it is you teach, you probably have a bunch of people that would be interested in learning from you because you have worked very hard the last 9 years to build this audience. They know you, they like you, they trust you. And it's very likely that if you created a program, a course of some kind, that some of them would be interested, right? Not all of them, but some of them. When we return from this very short break, I'm going to share with you what my first course topic would be. And guess what? It wasn't natural hair. We'll be right back. I'm Janelle B. Stewart, and you're listening to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. Support for their Look on the Bright Side podcast comes from Jesse Monroe Nail Care. If you're a girly girl and you love taking care of yourself, you want to pamper yourself and make yourself feel beautiful, check out jessemonroenailcare.com. Jesse Monroe Nail Care is a woman-owned black business offering vegan nail polishes that all can wear. They offer so many colors to choose from, and they are all beautiful. Trust me, I personally have many of the Jesse Monroe Nail Care nail polishes in my collection. So let me help you out by giving you three of my favorite colors. First is Come Through, next is Polar Bear, and last is Keep It Mellow. Go and check out jessemonroenailcare.com and use code BRIGHTSIDE20 to save 20% on your entire order, excluding bundles. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, I can tell you firsthand that starting a podcast is one of the best decisions I have ever made, but it can feel overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. That's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, they've already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout will get your podcast into every major podcasting platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You also get a great looking podcast website, audio players you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and on. Plus, Buzzsprout publishes new blog posts, podcast episodes, and YouTube videos every week, so you can learn the ins and outs of podcasting from people who eat, drink, and breathe it. To start your own podcast and get a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in my show notes. Using this link will let Buzzsprout know that I sent you, and it also helps you to support this show. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast. Hey loves, welcome back to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. I'm Janelle B. Stewart. Before the commercial break, I had made this huge decision that I was no longer going to create YouTube videos on a very successful YouTube channel, but instead wanted to go the route of making courses. Now, any course creator or anyone thinking about making a course will tell you that coming up with the concept for your first course is very, very, very nerve-wracking. Continue listening to see how I made my decision. I knew the course wasn't going to be on natural hair because that was the area or the industry that I was trying to leave. So I had to figure out what it would be. And after thinking about it very long, I thought that it would probably be good for me to create not just a course, but create a school where I could have lots of courses over time. And my focus would be on teaching people how to do what I do. Now, one of the greatest things about selling courses is that you don't need any accreditation, certification, degree, right? So anyone can make a course, which is what I loved about being able to transition into course creation as a career. Because I didn't need to go and get qualifications. My master's in education made teaching people something that came naturally to me, but I didn't need a master's in education to make a course, right? Anyone can make a course. Any of you listening to me can make a course. So after I made the decision that I was going to probably start doing the course, I began doing research. I found a lot of resources that explained, you know, some ideas of what your course could be about, how to like create it, things like that. And I made the decision that I was going to create a course that would help people do what I do. And that's a beautiful way to start a course. And that's basically what everybody else does is I know how to do something. You don't know how to do something. I'm going to make a course to teach you how to do whatever it is I do. And you don't have to be an expert in it either. You do not have to be an expert. I didn't have a background in digital marketing or social media marketing, online marketing at all. I had no degree in this. I have no degree in this till this day, but I knew how to do it. So I made the decision I was going to teach people how to set up YouTube channels, how to create a calendar of their videos. I would do the same thing for helping people with a blog, setting up their content calendar, writing blog posts, social media, using Instagram, and so on. And so I began making these courses. I have so many courses, at least 50. And it's been almost four years since I launched my first course. But what I love about being a course creator is that at any point in time, if I feel inspired to make something that can help someone else, I can turn it into a course and I can monetize my expertise. If at any time I feel excited about a new feature, I can monetize my expertise and put it into a course. And, you know, courses don't have to be super big. They can be small. The best courses actually are very, very small because it's easier for people to get through and they can take away one very clear learning outcome versus so many things that they have to learn. So big courses take more time to make. However, you know, people do really like those. I can kind of come into this course, learn, and then go apply. So some other things that I loved about being a course creator is you can do it in your own time. So there was a period of time where I still juggled having my YouTube channel to help continue bringing in revenue from me and my family, and I would sell my courses in my own time. So if you're thinking about selling a course or making a course, I want you to keep this in mind. You don't have to quit your job to now become a course creator. You may desire being a course creator full time, and that can be a goal that you work towards, but it's not the type of career that you have to leave one job in order to be able to do it because you just don't have like the time to dedicate to it. And that's not necessary. You can absolutely do this in your free time. The other thing that I loved about being a course creator was you can work from anywhere, right? So for those of you who are thinking about doing this, you can make your course anywhere. You can sell your course from anywhere. You can work from anywhere. And when you get to the point where you are doing this full time, you literally will be able to work from anywhere because you won't have to worry about your full time job and then also making your courses. What else do I love about being a course creator that made this something that I wanted to stick with? You can design things based on people's needs in real time. And so, for example, right now on social media, Instagram specifically, reels are very, very popular. I can design a in real time program for people to help them with reels. And I can now market that and I can sell that and monetize my expertise of understanding reels. Right? It makes it so much easier to do than like a product that has to be redesigned and remanufactured. And, you know, I don't know what else goes into product designs or production, but with a course, you can update it in real time. You can make it in real time. Oh, and another thing that I love about course creation, which is probably the biggest thing that I love about being a course creator, is that you don't actually have to have a finished product in order to make revenue from it. I know, mind blown, right? A lot of people that I coach in making courses are under the mindset that they have to outline their course, create all of the video lessons, and create all of the downloads and the checklists and all of those things. And they feel like they have to do all of that, have it 100% ready before they can sell it, you know, to anyone. Before anyone can buy the course, it has to be ready. And I've learned through working with a coach that that is not true. And my first course that I launched was not 100% ready. In fact, I sold the course the month before the course was ready to go live. So it is one of those products, digital products, that you don't even have to have done, right, in order for people to purchase it. And I really love that because as a course creator, it gives me the opportunity to see if there's any interest, right? Does anyone actually want this program that I'm making? And if no one buys it or no one's interested in it, then I don't have to make it. If I get a couple of sales and I can commit to it and put more time and energy into maybe how I talk about it and market it so that more people can sign up. So there was a lot that I mentioned about what I love about being a course creator. And you know, there is one more thing. I don't even know how I forgot to mention this already, but there is so much reward in helping someone else do something that they don't know how to do. And then being a part of that process of how they learn how to do it and become successful at doing whatever the outcome was of your course and hearing the feedback. Oh my goodness, that feeling is so squishy and gushy and it makes you feel so warm inside. And it never gets old when someone goes through your course and says, "This was really, really good." Or, "I learned so much. Thank you." Or, "This course really helped me to do," insert whatever it is. That feeling is so rewarding. So it's two parts. It's the knowing that I'm actually helping people achieve results, and it is their positive affirmation and feedback to me that feels good, knowing that my course added value and had an impact in their lives. And I'll be 100% candid with you and transparent. When it comes to being a course creator, most of my income has come from my courses. And this is a multi-six-figure business for me every single year, multi-six figures from my courses. And there are people that have one course and that's all they sell. They don't sell anything else. And that could be you. There are people who sell multiple courses like I do to support people at entry level of whatever their topic is. And then they have a mid-level course for people who are a little bit more advanced. And then they have a high-level course for people who are very advanced. And then there's people like me where I offer a lot of different courses because there's different interests within what I talk about. So for example, I have a course that's specifically about Instagram. Or maybe you really were excited about growing your Instagram. You took my course. You've been doing some of the strategies that I've told you to do. And your Instagram is growing, but you notice that your content is not that good. Or maybe you're a brand that wants to understand content marketing better so you can make better content and grow your brand in a different way. So you might take my course, Content Confident. So you don't have to make a lot of courses like I do. There are lots of people that have one course. This is their one thing. This is their one offering. And they're killing it with that course. And then it can have a range between just a few more courses or having lots of courses like me. So if I have your tin hat tingling and I have you thinking like, wow, this could be me, I want you to know that it could be you. It could absolutely be you. You can hands down create a course. You can. And I would love to help you with that. The biggest thing that people struggle with is, what would my course be on? So I actually have a freebie that I want to give you down in the show notes where I'm going to give you a ton of ideas of what are some of the courses out there. I've scoured the internet and I've just found all types of courses on all kinds of things. And I'm going to just give you all of the names of these courses so that you can see that courses can be on pretty much anything. all you have to do is give someone information about something you know how to do. It can be something that you're skilled at. It can be something that you learned. It can be something that you've just done very, very well. And all you have to do is be able to teach a group of people that want this information. And this does, you do not have to be the expert. Like I said, you can earn additional income in your own time. And this freebie may be able to give you some insight on, wow, it may spark ideas of what your course could be on if you were to make a course and help you out. And if it does, and if you feel like you are totally down for creating your first course, I would like to invite you to grab a spot in my Create Your First Course 12-week coaching program, where I will teach you how to create your first course from beginner to expert. This program is going to include 2 coaching sessions every month, along with accountability partnership meetings with you and the other members, where you can learn and create from each other. In this coaching program, you will learn how to select your course topic, how to create your course outline, what to include in your course, how to create your course content, how to upload your course content to Teachable, how to price your course, and how to find people to buy your course. Now, this coaching is for someone who is a beginner course creator, someone who has never made a course before, or someone who may have tried but didn't move forward with it, maybe because it was too hard or they didn't know what to do next. It's also for someone who is interested in learning how to create a course, of course. This is for someone who needs guidance, support, and accountability. And most importantly, this program is for someone who is motivated and excited. Now, this coaching is going to begin on January 3rd of 2022, and we will work together through our last day, which will be April 18th of 2022. All group sessions will occur in the evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, and enrollment is actually open right now so that you can grab a spot in this coaching program. Enrollment will be open for a short time so that we can get everyone in a spot in order to prepare and get the materials to you that you will need, and also to allow you to start getting some of the tools that you will need in order to be successful at launching your first course. I want 2022 to be the year that you elevate in a huge way. And I want to make sure that you know that you can absolutely create your first course, and I'll be there to support you. Now, I know you guys are going to have a lot to say about this discussion, and I just cannot wait to hear what you say. I'm looking forward to reading your tweets and Instagram posts and IG stories. Be sure to tag me. I'm at Janelle B. Stewart everywhere. If you love this podcast, here's 3 simple ways you can support it. Leave me a review. It's free, and your reviews help to improve my podcast ranking on Apple Podcasts. Next, share this podcast with others. Also free and easy to do with the click of a button on your mobile phone. And lastly, become a patron and support this podcast so that it can continue to grow and help others live more abundantly. With that, I hope you all have a great week. And as always, I love you for listening. Bye.